Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Is George Floyd the Antichrist?
I mean, I'm going to guess no.
Yeah, so this is a bit tongue-in-cheek, of course. I'm not saying that he's at all satanic or involved in anything like that. But I just want to walk through the theology of George Floyd in critical race theory compared to the theology of Christ in Christianity.
Okay.
And it occurred to me that there's a very revealing contrast between Jesus Christ and George Floyd. In Christianity, of course, Jesus Christ died in order to absolve the entirety of humankind for their sins. Christ's sacrifice is what allows and mandates forgiveness as a core part of Christian philosophy. Whether you accept that argument, that story, or not, the story within Christianity is that Christ died for our sins. But in the theology of critical race theory, the equivalent of Jesus Christ is currently George Floyd. And I'm not joking. Take a look at this imagery, right?
Yes. So,
like a halo, a literal halo, a street light illuminating him from above, and a big pair of wings.
How is this not George Floyd died for our sins? Mm-hmm.
And if we scroll down to the next image, this is in one of my articles I wrote just when I got here. How more on the nose can you get? Incredible.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And yes. Yeah,
this was quite controversial, this mural, because it was at a Christian university in America.
Really? This would be controversial? Staggering.
Mm-hmm. So in fact, during the Derek Chauvin trial, the judge had to specifically ask the prosecution not to refer to George Floyd through allusions to Jesus Christ, because they were doing it so much. And if we have a look at this, judge passes motion banning comparisons of George Floyd's death to Jesus Christ's crucifixion at Chauvin trial. The motion precludes any expert from likening the death of George Floyd to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the grounds that such analogy is prejudicial.
And also insane.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
But let's just think about the role of George Floyd within the religion of racism, because it's exactly the opposite of Jesus Christ within Christianity. And this, I think, is what justifies the Antichrist analogy. Critical race theory has no room for forgiveness, only revenge. The endless witch hunts on Twitter, the relentless barrage of critical race theory praxis across society. The victims of these movements are damned for eternity. There is no coming back.
Yes.
According to this movement, George Floyd also died for our sins, not to heal them, not to forgive them, but to inscribe the sins of whiteness into history for all time. Adherents of the religion of racism believe that Floyd's death proves incontrovertibly that America is a white supremacist country, that the discussion and debate is over, that the ideological assertions of white fragility and white privilege are correct.
And I think it's worth noting that at no point in the trial of Derek Chauvin was racism alleged.
Absolutely.
Let alone proven.
Yeah. The death of George Floyd does not open the door for forgiveness, but for recriminations. It does not engender love, but hatred. Christ died for our salvation. Floyd died for our damnation. And as if to underline that point, a George Floyd mural was allegedly struck by lightning last year. George Floyd mural crumbles after witnesses say lightning hit it. And if we scroll down to the photo in the Twitter embedded Twitter link, yeah.
So God's a racist.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's actually some doubt because I can see some pretty tall buildings next to this. But The fact that the story has come out as being struck by lightning I found hilarious. It's also worth noting, importantly, that Jesus Christ's death was voluntary.
Yes, it was a sacrifice.
Exactly.
Not a murder.
No. As the Son of God, Christ was perfectly capable of evading the Roman authorities, of not allowing himself to be killed in an excruciating and humiliating public execution. Instead, he chose to die, to sacrifice himself, in order to redeem humankind. And yes, whether or not you're religious or Christian, I think there is a lot of depth to that story.
Yes, there's a lot of nobility to it.
Indeed.
Whether, again, I'm an atheist, but like I can at least see the beauty in that.
Mm-hmm. Was George Floyd's death voluntary?
No.
Absolutely not. Was it a sacrifice?
No.
No. He was killed during a police arrest while high on over three times the lethal limit of fentanyl, an opioid drug that has caused tens of thousands of deaths of despair across America. The court's verdict was that he died of asphyxiation as he was held on the ground by the infamous knee of Derek Chauvin, a police officer who is currently serving 22 and a half years in prison with 23 hours a day in solitary confinement. This is rather a harsher sentence than the one received by Pontius Pilate, I think you'd agree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was trying to murder him. I mean, I watched all the footage, we covered the trial. I don't think it was an intentional murder. I don't think Derek Chauvin has displayed any evidence of hating black people or wanting to just murder a black person. And we know that George Floyd was saying he couldn't breathe when he was sat up in the police car. We know that he was cramming fentanyl into his mouth because he didn't want to get caught again with drugs.
And if there hadn't been the media scrutiny on it, even if it had been a deliberate murder, there is no way I think that that sentence would be so harsh.
I mean, 23 hours a day in solitary confinement.
For 22 and a half years.
Is a cruel,
it's a death sentence.
Yeah, it's a cruel thing to do.
So George Floyd, importantly, did not intend to become a martyr. He did not intend to die for civil rights. Yet his motivations and his personal agency have been written out of the story of his life and death. He has been appropriated as the savior of a movement which he wasn't even affiliated with in life. That's pretty insulting. And just to give you an example of one way in which the woke cathedral canonizes George Floyd, let's have a look at this. Remembering George Floyd, Life, Lessons, and Liberation, from the University of Berkeley, the diversity section.
Yes.
Dear campus community, 8 minutes and 46 seconds are etched in our minds forever. That is how long former and convicted police officer Derek Chauvin pushed his knee into George Floyd's neck, suffocating and murdering him in public 1 year ago today. His death also symbolically represents the centuries of dehumanization of black bodies across our nation, beginning with the transatlantic slave trade in 1619. The list of names of all the black individuals who have lost their lives at the hands of police violence, transphobia, and belief systems that reinforce false notions of white supremacy are too many to name. Oh, God. Imagine having this as your sermons day in, day out.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go to the University of California in Berkeley.
No.
So.
And what was the result of his death? And if we just go to this page, bada bing, bada boom,
yes.
And scroll down a little bit, you can see all of these photos from different places, different locations, different riots, just fires everywhere.
Yeah. More than 20 people dead.
Yeah. Not an outpouring of love and forgiveness, that's in Christianity, but burning, looting, and murder. The BLM riots, known in the mainstream as the George Floyd protests, took place across the English-speaking world, caused billions of dollars in property damage, and killed dozens of people. 25 is the low estimate promulgated by mainstream media. This is the same media that described this episode in our history as a summer of love. If we go to the next one. Fiery, but mostly peaceful protests. Great. Fabulous. Excellent.
Interestingly, there weren't mass protests across Africa.
No, they didn't care.
No.
So Floyd is, of course, not the Antichrist as intimated in Christian theology. He is no Satanist. He has, as far as we know, nothing to do with any satanic cult. However, his prominence in the religion of racism is revealing, and his role as the man who died for our damnation stands in stark contrast to the story of Jesus Christ.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Rudyard Kipling collection that John Wheatley's been doing, and this one on the poem Tommy. And if you want to follow what else we're covering out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye. Bye.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.